The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 4th of April and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Lapota. Now, this week, Lorenzo and I have been chatting about China. And when it reopened back in December, there was plenty of speculation, including from us on this podcast, about not only the strong rebound that we expect to see from the Chinese economy, but also the impact that this might have on the broader global economy. Now, Lorenzo, given that it's been a few months since the reopening, what exactly have we seen so far?
Hi, Ben. As always, very good to be back. And as you say, it's definitely been an interesting few months for the Chinese economy. There was that surprise reopening on the back end of last year, and we're now beginning to see not only how Chinese consumers and businesses have responded to that, but also how the rest of the world has. Main talking point so far has been China's GDP growth in the first quarter of 2023. Within GDP, we have seen some very strong growth in exports, up some 15% almost. And the pent-up consumer demand that we discussed last time in the podcast has also been unleashed with some retail sales up 10% year on year. So, you know, not perfect maybe, but very strong numbers across the board.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, we expected a rebound and we definitely see getting something like that. But can the country keep up this momentum throughout 2023?
Well, it's a very good question. Definitely, there is a lot of positives, but the sustainability of that recovery, it's certainly a different question. China's exports have always been at the heart of its GDP growth, and they'd be pleased to see some strong performance there. But the reliance can be a bit of a double-edged sword, because with a cool down in economic activity across most major economies in the world, China can't just rely completely on exports because they're likely to come down to some extent. We've seen already, for example, the manufacturing PMIs return to contractionary levels, actually, having rebounded previously very strongly after the reopening. So if offshore markets aren't buying Chinese goods, manufacturers will have to either rely on domestic demand or maybe give up on growth to some extent.
Right. So it sounds like China isn't completely excluded from the issues facing other economies. But with so much pent-up consumer demand, will China have to rely on these exports that drive its economy?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's been strong growth year on year in retail sales. But, we also need to consider that that is a growth numbers from a very low base. This time last year, the Chinese authorities were imposing severe lockdowns across several of its major cities. And a 10% increase is a good start, but we've got some way to go before we return to pre-pandemic levels. I remember we also discussed the potential for both fiscal and monetary stimulus in China, given their relatively low levels of inflation they're fighting against. So if, as we expect, export levels fade and domestic demand isn't as strong as expected, it's likely we see some sort of stimulus sooner rather than expected.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insight and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa. In terms of the SCA-FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.